Hello and welcome. This is Martin Strasmore with Poetry For Now. Season 3, Episode 13, Colorado River Poems. And there will be a follow-up episode 14 with the second of the Colorado River Poems, because for 7 nights and 8 days in the heat of late August and early September 2023, I went rafting down the Colorado River through the rapids of the Grand Canyon, taking a landscape photo workshop with 8 students and 2 teachers. Every evening, I read my daily poem to the group. A short explanation of some of the words you will hear. We went on 2 rafts. One was called Raven, the other Red Wall. We used a portable toilet system that has been very important for these trips, called a Groover. And we had with us sarongs, which are long, colorful pieces of material you can wrap around yourself that you can soak in water and use to keep cool. August 29th, onto the river. Onto the river, experience hot, bright sun, staying unburnt and cool. The first river lunch of wraps, chatting with our guide Ed, a river veteran and a sage, a career he never thought of that started 46 years ago. Becoming addicted to the river, its changes, its mysteries, its life and beauty. Now we too will soon be immersed in river life. It's the perfect night, clear skies, stars first, then the moon. Cool, not cold. Ants all around the campsite. We're told ants don't bite because they sleep at night. River time happens fast, as quickly as the rapids pass. My sense of time departs. Sunset, moonrise, moonset, sunrise. 24 hours on earth. Feels like 1 week has passed. Looking at the geological drama, hoping this feeling will last. Grateful for my good karma. I can be here floating along, wrapped up in my wet sarong. August 30th, cool illusion. The cool morning was an illusion. Splashing waves so cooling, keeping to the shady side, running the roaring 20s. Red Cave is green and grey. Singing and dancing, we pray, will soon go away, so we can go panoramic in excess, instead of eating too much lunch. Now we're ready for afternoon baking, making sure our thirst we're quenching. Covering up, still getting hot. Soon, we even hotter get. Ready for hot food dinner, Mexican fajitas and Tabasco. Finish the day with cheesecake and strawberry jam. And then we go on a hiking slam. Ready then for a star-filled sleep, hoping it will be silent and deep. What's happening? It's so bright. I'm woken up by the blue moon's light. Ansel Adams appears in black and white. Mountains and cliffs below the perfect moon. Then in the silent sleep comes again very soon. August 31st, the Cheesecake Recovery Hike. Starting at 5 a.m. in the dark, rushing up to catch the spark. Sunrise here takes its time as we walk up in a line. Once we all reach the granary, tripods down, cameras ready. Our teachers, Joseph and Greg, see those little things we miss. Nice and patient, they don't even hiss. Expose for those highlights. Focus and compose. Are you sure you're clear? What is the real subject you want to appear? Look at all that extraneous stuff. Move, change, don't feel rough. To release your creative spark, widen your eyes, open your heart. Capture the granary in the winding river, appearing below as a silver sliver. See the patterns weaving through the strata. Change your position, don't be a martyr. The golden light starts to spread. I'm so glad I got up early and out of bed. High up towards the mesa, new colors deepen and vibrate. Now we must leave this place where magical images we did create. Down we go to receive new magic. To miss the breakfast would be tragic. September 1st. Water, water everywhere. Orange pee is not a good sign, especially if it's mine. That was before a windy night that made some tents fly like a kite. My tent kept flapping and slapping me. Sleep was elusive. It would start, then flee. The river day began with rain, getting us ready for more of the same. Rapids, water, wellness galore. Crystal hermit and serpentine. Then through the canyons, gems we ride. Agate, sapphire, turquoise and ruby. Far better than Disney's pride. Exhilaration, excitement, noisy screams. A river rider's perfect dreams. I hope you enjoyed the beginning of my Colorado River Rapids trip. By way of explanation, the gems are the names of different rapids as you go through the canyon. And also there's great danger of dehydration, and the way you can tell how you're doing is by the color of your pee. So now please, when you get a moment, go to the next episode, the second part of our trip, and also check out my website, thewalkingpoet.net, for photographs taken during the trip.